of the first Sunday in February 2018. Friend, how are you? It is Joey Kroll with you, friend. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. If you are not too familiar with Sunday worship, it's a program that really that's all about Jesus. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And tell you what, got some wonderful Christ-centered music on the way, including this one from Stuart Townsend. It's In Christ Alone, here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Or cause me home, yeah. Here in the power of
friend. I pray that you are having yourself a wonderful weekend. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 4, he says, "Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." Remember the days before these dishwashers that we had, where you actually had to wash the dishes? Remember those days? Well, a dinner plate left out overnight will be hard to clean in the morning. An alternative to scrubbing is soaking the dish in hot water and dishwashing liquid. Letting a dish abide in the solution will allow a hard cleaning job to become a whole lot easier. And this is what abiding does, friend, for the believer. We are much easier to clean when we've been hanging out in the right environment, also known as his presence. See, religion says scrape off the dirt. It tells us to apply some elbow grease to fix a problem. Relationship says soak. So, friend, I encourage you today, as we begin a brand new week tomorrow, to abide and soak in his presence.
Abide in me, abide in me. Send your Holy Spirit, come and abide in me. Whatever it takes, create in me the space. Make my heart a place designed for thee, Lord. Come and abide in me. Abide in me. Abide in me. Spirit of truth, come and abide in me. You came to compensate. Now the price has all been paid. With the life you freely gave at Calvary, Lord, come and abide in me. Seas could be raging, but I'll into you home. Lord, I give, giving you the space, breaking down the walls, calling this your place. Seas could be raging, but
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. That's right. We are lifting up Jesus right here on our Sunday, Fred. I hope you are having yourself a wonderful weekend. I love this quote from Dr. David Jeremiah, who's just a wonderful Bible teacher, by the way. He says, "We are reflectors. And as reflectors, we have one duty, and that is to stay clean or we won't reflect Jesus." Yeah, that's right. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship today. Joey Kroll spending some time with you. I got my cup of coffee here. Got God's Word, and I'm spending some time with you. Just a great way to start the day. And, you know, the story's been told of a Navy captain who was sailing and came upon a big light. He thought it was a ship coming toward him. And he was the highest ranking officer in the U.S. Navy at this particular time. So he got on the big bullhorn and said to the ship behind the light, and he said, "Move 10 degrees south or we're going to crash." And it said, "I shall not move. You move 10 degrees north so you don't crash." And the captain was getting irritated. He said, "Don't you know who I am? I'm a captain in the United States Navy. I say you move 10 degrees south so we do not crash." And the voice came back, "I shall not move. You move 10 degrees north so you don't crash." And the captain got so mad, he says, "Did you hear me say that I am a captain in the United States Navy?" And the voice came back and said, "Yes, but I am the lighthouse." Friend, the Word of God must be the authority for the life of the disciple who is living with a kingdom perspective. Twyla Paris, I love this song. We Will Glorify, right here in today's edition of Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. Joey Kroll, yeah, spending some time here with you. Hey, I love to hear from you. You can drop me a note anytime, joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's my email address here at the ministry. Again, Joey, J-O-E-Y, @greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you if you have a song request, maybe a question, comment, prayer request, whatnot. Would love to hear back from you. It's joey@greatnewsradio.org. Well, Mr. Mark Burns will help you get through Wake It Up tomorrow for Monday, for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.